Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, I know it seems like we changed a few things up. That's primarily because yesterday you wouldn't have understood me when I was trying to talk to you. So instead of leading off yesterday, we end today with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How are you doing, sir?
I'm well. You sound good, Bill.
Well, that's because I've been hitting the mute button a lot.
Okay. Well, you know, as an older married man, in order to sound intelligent, I have to hit the mute button a lot myself. I think we may be talking about slightly different situations, but I can relate.
I'm just trying not to cough on the air. That sounds really bad when that happens.
Oh, good point.
I know. A lot of people go, well, Bill, that sounds so realistic. It sounds really bad.
Sounds realistically bad.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you improve. Obviously, you're better today than you were yesterday. If you don't mind, I was just offended by CNN and the other media. They never tell us when guns save lives. Could we start there?
Absolutely.
Okay. I pulled this one off of Ammo Land. I wrote it, I think, late last week. And it starts with a news article out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Fox 29. And I'm going to put us in the story. You've been a driver. We're driving for Lyft. You get a call to a residential area in Philadelphia at 9 on a Sunday morning. It's a pretty nice area, small single-family homes. When you pull up to the location, two teenagers run up to your car. Now things go sideways. One of them has a gun. Your attacker orders you to get out of your car and give him the keys. Well, you're a gun owner. You have your Pennsylvania license to carry a concealed firearm. You got it in Philadelphia. It's slightly easier than getting it in Illinois, but it's still a tough row, and you did the work. You're also armed this morning. You present your firearm and shoot the armed attacker nearest to you. Your attacker drops his gun. You turn to the other kid. His hands are away from his body. You don't shoot him. The wounded attacker shouts to someone in a car nearby. And rather than, you know, going, we'll get help, no. Those are his compatriots who probably dropped him off. That other car drives away. Now you look around and you call 911. Police arrest your two attackers. Emergency medical services take your wounded attacker to the hospital. He's got a non-life-threatening injury, a bullet wound in his leg. Police also recover your attacker's gun. It's a BB gun. The attacker who remained at the scene and the guy who you thought was going to shoot you, they're 14 and 15 years old. Lyft says you're not supposed to carry in your car, but yesterday, Friday, the day before you're driving today, an unarmed driver was carjacked in Philadelphia. And you didn't want that to be you today. Does that sound like a gun saves lives story, Bill?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, when I was driving for Uber, short story is that I drove for Uber after I had the heart attack because I felt like I just couldn't stand sitting still. So I decided to get out on weekends and drive for Uber. One night while I'm driving for Uber, I've got a vehicle that comes up real fast on my right-hand side and gets in front, and another one follows it and just stays beside me. And I don't know what their intentions were, but I had started wearing one of those compression shirt holster things underneath my shirt. So I wait till I find a nice left-hand turn, and I know where it's going to go, because around here they've taken a bunch of these factories and repurposed them into lofts as they gentrify the area. Mm-hmm. And I turned into one of those and spun it around, and I just got out of the car and, you know, gun in hand, and they came around the corner and saw me standing there with I had an old-fashioned Smith & Wesson on me, semi-automatic.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they turned around and took off.
They decided they did not want to play.
Right. And, I mean, I guess they could have reported me, but, that you know, they didn't know I was driving for Uber. They just saw me in this car.
Right.
Which I just got it washed, and, you know, with Uber, you want your car to look clean and pristine, and, you know, so you can get the five-star nonsense, and that was the stuff that I was, but, I mean, I wonder how many of those happen.
If this crime is like most other attacks, what were we talking, almost 30 to 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got a few minutes. I want to talk about the things this driver did right. You know, he kept his head, and he didn't try and shoot from inside the car. He waited till he was getting out. And, oh, you can't see through me, so I mask my draw. That buys me 3/4 of a second. That's really important. It's 5 a.m. Could have been dark. And he shot the armed attacker closest to him and then stopped. That's got to be what incredible presence of mind. You think you're going to die. You stop the threat and you don't shoot the next guy because his hands are empty. Wow. Okay. You're quite a squared away individual who's thought about this. Now, the thing that you've noticed in the news, and I have too, Bill, our society changes fast. It changes every day. Rideshare services were a revolution. We thought they were going to replace cabs. They have in many states. And now, with COVID, they bring hot food to hungry people at all hours. Well, but they also deliver fresh cars to criminals.
Yep.
The carjacker gets dope. I go, okay, where do we want to rob him? When do we want to rob him? What do we want the driver to look like? Oh, that guy could have been a linebacker. Let's take somebody who looks like a housewife. And I can place my order and have the car delivered to me. Carjackings are up across the country, but particularly are they jumping for rideshare drivers. So, wow. I mean, this is a very dangerous occupation. We don't think of it that way. We haven't, our perceptions haven't caught up with reality yet.
Bill, I'd really like to know how they get an account, because you got to give a, you know, you got to have a credit card number or a debit card number and all this other stuff. It's got to be traced back to you. And there's a process of verification they have to go through and authentication. And I'd really like to know how they work that out. But apparently they do.
Right. Can you get essentially a fake credit card? I wonder.
Or you could steal one.
Yeah. If you come to think of it. If you're willing to steal a guy's car, you're probably willing to steal a credit card. Does Uber check if the car and Lyft, if the card has been stolen and canceled?
I don't know how deep they go with that. I gave them up a long time ago. Now the only time I use Uber is in Las Vegas.
Right. Yes.
So,
makes good
anyway.
Sense.
Coming up on the first break, how do they find you?
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing then is picked up at Clash Daily, The Daily Surge, and on Amoland, where I write the Armed Citizens column. Bill, we've got a lot to talk about today.
Oh, yeah. It is a target-rich environment, and we're going to engage it when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt.
Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. But right now, we're talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to talk about the story we almost covered there with that armed self-defense of an Uber driver. We make it sound so simple. The driver got out of the car, presented his firearm, shot a person who was probably within arm's reach. If you're one of the millions and millions of new gun owners, give yourself a chance. What we just described is not what you get taught in your first course. There are so many stepping stones we want you to have on board because this is a martial art. It's not like a chess move where you get 3 minutes to plan your move. It's what can you do automatically, and you need to get so many things on board. Firearm safety, basic marksmanship, how to present from a holster, the legal use of lethal force so you see a situation, you don't think about it, you recognize it. That takes time. Give yourself the gift of that time. Welcome on board. And cut yourself some slack. Have you been taking people to the range?
I haven't even been going outside here lately. But I'm about to get back on that. I've got so much stuff laying around here that I got to go shoot.
Right.
Good stuff. I mean, crazy good stuff. And I mean, I just haven't. I've just been under the weather. So
I'm sorry.
Time to pick that back up.
We have to talk about Chicago. Have you beat that to death already, or?
Chicago is the gift that keeps on giving, unfortunately. Whatever you'd like to say about it is fine. We can definitely have that discussion.
31 people shot over the weekend, 3 of them killed. People of all stripes. People sitting on their porch. People sitting in their car. People standing on a street corner. Kids, teenagers, adults, the elderly.
Let's just say it. And I'm not trying to be racist or anything here.
Right.
Most of them black people. Young black American people.
In some cases, yes. But in some cases, these gang members are launching a bullet down the street labeled to whom it may concern.
Yeah.
And two people just standing there are... Well, as my instructor used the phrase recently, goes, you never miss the target. That bullet is going to get stopped somewhere by something.
By something.
There's that miss, you may have not hit what you intended, but it's headed somewhere. And where it's headed is toward tragedy. It is so difficult to get a concealed firearms permit in Chicago. You know, you have to go shoot at a range. But Chicago outlawed gun ranges, so you have to leave the city to complete the requirements to get your permit if you're a city resident. But thank goodness some people are, more and more of them are, they're defending themselves as the city descends into violence. It is just, it's tragic. But we have to remember that guns save lives, as well as the outrage that the media portrays when guns when criminals take lives with a gun. I appreciated Lock and Load Radio, Bill, because I was listening to a Project Veritas, what do you call it?
Expose?
Expose, candid interview. This was the technical director of CNN admitting that they made up propaganda to get Trump to lose the election.
Sure.
That was why he was there. That they deliberately sold fear about COVID, and now that they see that wind down, he goes, yeah, I think climate change will be the next fear story. It sells, and we can run with it for years. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank God for GCN, for Bill Frady, for the ninjas, for all the independent voices we have that, thank goodness, more and more people get their news, not from the evening news, because it's no longer trusted.
Well, I mean, it's like anything else. I mean, what they've effectively done, and you tell me what you think about this. So, The evening news, let's look at retail, right? Retail, face-to-face brick-and-mortar retail, even the big box stores, have been basically, I mean, the whole COVID-19 thing, if it benefited anybody a lot, it was Amazon.
Right.
And now you try to go back shopping to places like the big box stores, and they're obsolete now because they don't have it in stock, or they can order it. And if you can order it, why would you order it from them when you can order it from somebody and have it delivered to your house?
And unfortunately, you can probably get it delivered for less.
Yes. So
that's the painful part.
While they've been out there doing this, the same thing's been happening in media. I mean, the new media, when you look at podcasting, you look at talk radio, which is still pretty much a conservative bastion, and some of the other things, I mean, as people are out there trying to figure out what's going to be the next YouTube, the next Twitter, we still proliferate. We still prosper in this supposedly bad environment. It just makes things better when they get out there and call attention to the fact they're trying to get rid of me. that just makes things better for me. So they have they've shot themselves in the foot.
Part of me is wondering, other than a captain, I was at a hotel recently and I said, "You got CNN on. Would you please, if you can't turn it off, would you at least turn it down? I'm the only one eating breakfast at this hour." And they did. And they said, "Do you want some of the stations?" I'll take silence compared to that. Now, just to show you, and it was bizarre. You had Dan on earlier today?
No.
When you have him on, I'm sure he's going to comment about Joe Biden's lies that he used to kick off his recent gun control push.
Oh, yeah.
A fact checker at CNN called President Joseph Biden, his comments about gun laws, gun shows, and gun control false and misleading. That's a CNN fact checker. So think how badly Biden had to lie before you lose the cover you get, they expect from CNN.
Hang on to that thought. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Rob's podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories. It's very unique, the only kind, one of its kind, at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere where fine podcasts are. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is being asked to reassign the case of Dante Wright to the state attorney general's office. Wright was shot and killed by police during a traffic stop just outside of Minneapolis on Sunday. The Twin Cities remain on edge, and 40 people were arrested Monday night for riots and looting that took place. There is no curfew on Tuesday night. As far as what he thinks will happen tonight, James Craig is the Detroit police chief. He tells Fox News,
"I haven't watched what transpired all of last year. Sadly, I don't think so. I think there's still going to be some violence. I think there's going to still be looting."
The Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine won't be given at CVS Health for now. Their decision to stop using the vaccine is based on the FDA's recommendation after six women developed a rare blood clotting disorder. You're listening to USA Radio News. South Carolina is taking action to assure unaccompanied illegal immigrant children at the border don't get put into foster care. Governor Henry McMaster issuing an executive order to keep the government from making such moves. He says homes need to be prioritized for kids in the state. Protests in Japan after officials make an announcement regarding Fukushima nuclear power plant.
The government of Japan says it will begin to release water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The treated radioactive water has been accumulating at the plant since the 2011 earthquake that damaged the plant's reactors. Tokyo Electric Power, the operator of the plant, says its capacity to store the water will be full by next year. Japan's prime minister called the move the most realistic option for dealing with the water, saying it was a necessary step towards the decommissioning of the plant. The decision has been fiercely opposed by local fishermen and environmental groups. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Excuse me. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantis. DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. While my throat was fracturing, Rob, your turn. I'm not talking for a while now.
Well, the great news is you and I can take a break. We have another guy on our side. It is great news. It literally made my day. I read that the Second Amendment Foundation hired author and editor Lee Williams, the gun writer out of Florida. He used to be with the out of Sarasota. That paper was bought. The new editors of his new newspaper were just way too woke. And since Lee talked about firearms, by the way, a extremely credible and insightful.
He was on just before you came on.
Oh, thank goodness. So you know.
Yeah.
So you know. I hope you have him on regularly. He just like Stephen Wilford, he is just a gift. I'm so glad you had him on. I apologize for being slow on the uptake there, Bill. We've got to talk about Iowa, of course. Iowa recently adopted constitutional carry. That's now old news. Like Thursday or Friday, it became Tennessee.
Yep.
And now Tennessee's constitutional carry, that doesn't take effect until July. But it's fascinating to start looking at proportions. There's one state with 0.5% of the U.S. population that's no issue. You can't get a permit no matter what. That's Hawaii. Now, there's May issue where you have to say, Mother, may I'm special. And that varies depending on where you live in the state. So there are only actually a few counties in California where you can't get a, you can be God, you won't get a permit.
Right.
But much of the state, I think 40 counties almost, where you can say, hey, I breathe, I can fog a mirror, I don't have a criminal record, and you can get a carry permit. Similar situations in other states, varying degrees, D.C., Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, no, New Jersey's like Hawaii, carry in name only. New York, upstate, Manhattan, no chance. Upstate, you can certainly get a premises permit. I think after you've had it for a few years, you can apply for concealed carry permits. Rhode Island, a mixed bag again. That's 27% of us. Shall issue. Hi, I don't have a criminal record. Boom. 55% of the U.S. population. More than half. And now permitless carry. An additional 17% of the United States. They're not a prohibited person. You were legally able to buy a gun. You know what? If we trusted you enough to buy a gun, I guess we trust you enough to carry it in public. Wow. Bill, that was unheard of a few years ago. And
oh, now it's trendy.
Yeah, now it's trendy.
It's like the pet rock or the mood ring now.
It is. Now, and to prove your point, okay, there's some rhinos in Georgia, which, you know, Georgia should be slam dunk, right? Guns everywhere. Well,
yep.
Bloomberg probably got to some committee chairman. They delayed it out. Now, they tried the same thing in Indiana. Somebody proposed a bill that wouldn't go through the same committee. It's coming through the Finance Committee, not Justice. Watch this. It says, you know, we're going to just change the fees we charge for our concealed carry permit. The fee now goes to zero. And it's a lifetime permit. One background check, you're done for life. There. Now you've, there. Any objections? Because, of course, you've done a background check on this person. So it's not constitutional carry. But it's a very close cousin, and you'll get closer and closer. One of the western states just changed their constitutional carry law. You used to have to be a resident for, I think it was a year. And they just reduced it to 30 days. Well, how about we make it next year a day after that constitutional carry? So there's a lot of good news out there.
I sort of like that.
Which? What do you like?
I like that they changed it to a day.
Well, they haven't yet. They're still 30 days. I'm anticipating next year's legislation.
Well, yeah. They definitely need to change that, because that means for 30 days it's a freebie. Or does that mean that you're still reciprocal with your old one?
You know, see, that's exactly the problem I have, and the problem I have with that legislation. I could carry when I moved, because the state where I moved had reciprocity with my old state. As soon as I got a driver's license and, quote, began my residency, I lost the ability to carry. You're exactly right. That's the problem. We took someone who we trusted until they got a driver's license, and now we disarm them? No, you're right. There should be a 30-day grace period for that old registration to cover that gap.
What covers you on driving when you're there before you get the driver's license? The fact that your driver's license is valid?
My driver's license is recognized from the old state, even though I've moved, I just haven't re-registered yet. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Details matter.
Yeah.
That leads me to two different things. I'm going to go here. More good news. Remington, and I think it was just Friday. It might have been Monday. Remington reopened their Arkansas ammunition plant, and it's already running 24/7. They're negotiating with the union and trying to get more people on board. I think they had like 50 manufacturing folks and 20 management, and they're trying to bring that up almost, I think, to 200. So they're definitely trying to ramp up. The more Big Green can crank out ammo, boy, we all want to see that.
That would be good. That would be good. Although I'm beginning to see ammo come down a little bit in price. I'm hoping that that will begin to sort of trickle down a little bit. But I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Well, you and I want to see enough that, oh, now I don't buy what's available. I can shop for price. I can say, you know, I'd rather shoot 124 than 115, or I prefer this brand to that. Hopefully that'll happen pretty soon. Well, we only have a minute. Yeah. President Biden and Harris announced an anti-gun activist to head the ATF.
Yep.
The guy lied in committee when he was responsible for the Waco disaster. He's been working for Bloomberg for the last 9 years. It's a little bit like appointing Bill Clinton to head something called the Truth and Honesty Commission. I've asked my congressman to, or my senator, to vote against him. That's what we have to do now. I don't know if the Democrats can ram it through, if there's a filibuster to stop it. We'll find out, but we want to make it expensive.
I don't know if the filibuster will apply to confirmations. I think that might have been what got changed, and that's how they got all the Supreme Court justices and associate justices and everything else. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's carried at Clash Daily and Ammoland. I write self-defense gun stories, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast when I'm not here with Bill and the Ninjas.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Rob Morse, one more time before we wrap this one up. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I wanted to be particular, not vague. It was North Dakota that revised their constitutional carry law. Now, it's on its third reading. It's done the House. I think it's went to the Senate. It's back for confirmation saying, yes, what you said is the same thing that we said. They were the one that reduced the residency requirement from a year to 30 days. They also put in a clarification. They said, you know, we don't want you to conceal carry at athletic events. And they said, what's that? Is that a bunch of you and your buddies go play touch football? Is that? No. It's if it's at a school sporting event. And by that, I assume they mean public school, because if it's private, then it's private property. Again, is it dads and kids playing? Also, it allows concealed carry in churches unless the church opts out, which is great. It no longer has to be the church has to give you permission. So there's a lot of good news. You remember the phrase from a former president that said, I'm going to legislate because I still have my phone and my pen?
Correct.
You were right. Well, the Biden administration is following suit. It worked for Barry. It'll work for them.
Well, it didn't work that well for Barry now. Remember that. It didn't work that well for Barry.
The White House gave executive orders banning do-it-yourself guns and pistol braces. We'll see how many minutes that stands up in court. I'm sure the challenges are already written. The reason that concerns me is you and I have changed springs in our gun. You and I shoot enough. We wear stuff out. They do not last forever, particularly older models like the 1911. Those springs were only designed to go a couple thousand rounds. Hammer springs, firing pin springs, replace the barrel, replace a firing pin, replace the grips, the recoil spring guide rods. Other than the sear, which I try and leave alone a lot because that's a very hand-fit part, I've replaced all that. I'm no gunsmith. Now, I'm not Michael Bain. I keep my Dremel tool away from guns.
Right.
But I wonder if I'm now a gun manufacturer according to the Biden regime. Well, Certainly, California would like me to be.
Sure. The first thing that the Biden administration is going to have to do, what they've got out there right now, like on do-it-yourself guns, or ghost guns, as they call them, is they're in a 30-day period looking for comments. Then they get to explain. They can change the rule, but then they'll have to explain in a court why they changed something that has been such a regular part of day-to-day life in the United States, why it needed to change today. And then they're going to have to prove that ghost guns are actually proliferating in crime, because they are probably saying any gun without a serial number is a ghost gun. Well, black market guns normally, what's the first thing that goes on those? A serial number.
Okay.
So they're going to do a lot of conflation. Then they got to explain why the pistol brace is all of a sudden an NFA item if it hasn't been all this time, and how 10 or 20 million of those got out there. If they're so dangerous, and if they're so conceivable. So, you know, Merrick Garland, he's going to look like an idiot. His department's going to look like an idiot when they try to argue that one in court. Both of those.
What's amazing to me is after Merrick Garland gets up and twists the truth so torturously, what legislative office would he ever hold? What judicial office could you ever appoint him to? Hi, here's a guy who will lie and say anything his political masters need him to say. And you want us to trust him with public office for a lifetime? I wouldn't appoint him to dog catcher. So, wow. Yeah, he can lie, but like CNN, there goes your credibility. Again, my concern, and Bill, you were told to field strip a weapon. All the time, almost every time you used it. Now you're going to tell me that that makes me something akin to a gunsmith?
Is that the way they wrote that? I didn't see that. Is that they wrote that?
Well, again, California, they want all constitutive parts to be regulated like a gun. Really? I'm going to get a recoil spring and I need to go get a background check to buy that?
How are you going to read that? Where are you going to put the serial number on that?
Right. Well, I'm an engineer. I can do it, but we'll wait that. Let's go back to some good news. Did Lee talk about the fact that preemption was upheld in Florida?
No, he did not. But I know that did happen. So you feel free to.
Well, it's great news. Florida found out that when you say don't do that to politicians. Politicians are often arguing with other people's money, meaning if the state says, hey, you're imposing gun control city by city, we don't want that. We don't want this crazy patchwork of laws so that honest citizens inadvertently become criminals doing what's legal everywhere else in the state. But a politician can do that because their county lawyer or their city lawyer doesn't come out of their paycheck. That's taxpayers' money they're spending. So Florida laws said, hey, if you violate the rights of the citizens by imposing firearms preemption in the aspects the state already controls, you can be removed from office and you're individually liable. Well, a city said, wait a minute, we're covered as a government entity. If I'm part of the city council, I'm indemnified by the city, therefore that law doesn't apply to me. And the Court of Appeals said, no, it applies exactly to you because you've abused it. It was designed to stop your abuse. So the Florida Appeals Court said, no, you lie, you lose, you pay. Thank goodness.
There were also some extensions, protections to the Second Amendment that they passed in West Virginia. They also eliminated the sales tax on guns. Similar, Arizona became a 2A sanctuary state. Now, again, I didn't see where that bill defines the standard of review, meaning if there's a federal incursion that
infringes on the Second Amendment. Did the bill in Arizona say this is a fundamental right? Laws that restrict it have to pass strict scrutiny, meaning if there's a government interest, it has to be implemented in the narrowest, least intrusive manner possible. And you have to show me that it does, not just speculate that it might, because that's critical. If that's not in there, this might just be more window dressing.
I've had that discussion, and that needs to be written the same way, use the same template as they use for all of these sanctuary cities and states, because they have held up in court.
Right.
So
I agree.
If they didn't do that, then they need to go redo that. But
And like incrementalism, hopefully they'll do that next year. We hope.
We hope.
I'll take a small victory. And build on it next year.
There you go. Thank you for taking the time to join me today. We have run out of time.
It's my pleasure, Bill. It's great to hear you back on the air.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We will be back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.